A Senate committee holds a hearing today on those high prices we all pay for cable TV. This hearing comes after a report that said the Federal Communications Commission is not doing a good enough job monitoring cable TV rates. With us now is Tess Vigeland of Marketplace. She joins us regularly to talk about news from the business world. Hi, Tess.
Hello, Madeline.
Tess, cable bills, they're just skyrocketing, it seems. It seems like they're a lot higher than they were 10 years ago.
Yeah, they certainly are. In fact, I'm paying about $50 for, I guess, what's called Basic Plus, meaning I get the regular TV networks and then the channels like CNN and Discovery and ESPN, but nothing really that I would call premium programming, certainly not HBO and Cinemax and pay-per-view. So that's a hefty bill every month. And in fact, the General Accounting Office found that the increase in the cost of cable has far outstripped the general rate of inflation over the last several years.
So what's behind the increase in these prices then?
Well, to a large extent, it's because in most areas there's only one cable operator. There's no direct competition between two or three companies like you would have, say, in long-distance service, where AT&T and Sprint and MCI are calling you all the time saying, hey, switch to me because I'm cheaper. So it's easy for these cable companies to boost prices. In fact, most subscribers don't have a choice at all on their cable company.
And then so how do the cable companies justify these high prices?
Well, of course, there are constant technological adjustments they have to make. The switch to digital over the last few years was expensive. Some cable companies offer broadband internet service and even phone service. I spoke with Nicholas Economides at the Stern School at New York University, and he says part of the cost is also the programs we watch.
I think cable companies also face higher costs of programming, but that is mainly costs for higher tier services and not for basic cable. But when you have a situation in which you don't have competitors, there is the motive there for a company to increase its price, even though its costs do not increase.
His argument is that these companies shouldn't make subscribers of basic cable service pay for all that stuff. The cost should be recovered from the people who actually benefit from and buy services like broadband and high-end programming.
All right. And what else are you working on in the Marketplace newsroom today?
Well, we're checking in on a family that lost everything in the wildfires here in Los Angeles a couple of weeks ago. They want to rebuild, but some government agencies are opposing the idea.
Tess Vigeland of the Daily Business Show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time to talk about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks, Tess.
You're very welcome.